three counties. Harris was not one of them. It was Bear, San Antonio, the city of San Antonio, Travis, city of Austin, and then Dallas. An example would be like they were limiting in Dallas, they were limiting the number of people that could be in a church. That's not allowed under the governor's directive. He has a lot more flexibility that he's given worship centers, essential businesses. Dallas defined like law firms, that law firms were not going to be allowed to, you know, operate in person. Well, that's in direct violation of the governor's executive order. So, you know, masks, requiring that, you know, everybody above two in Dallas County wear a mask. Well, the governor said that is recommended, but it's not required. So they can't go beyond what the governor said and make things more restrictive and make it more difficult for people. So, you know, our goal was to send out a letter so that everybody understood what the rules of the game were, and we don't have, like, you know, hundreds of different interpretations of what the law is. And it's incredibly confusing for individuals and businesses who are trying to figure out how do we operate? You know, what are the real rules? You know, the governor tells us this, county judge tells us something more restrictive, and you know, from churches to businesses to individuals, everybody's confused. So we were trying to clarify, hey, here's the rules. The governor has the rules. Counties, you can follow them, but you can't add on to them. If they're doing more restrictive, we can go in and file a lawsuit and try to enjoin what they're doing. I think we'll likely be successful.